For the past century, the National Park Service protected the country's parks, but starting this year, the agency says the focus will be on protecting and investing in people. After dozens of sexual harassment and employee misconduct complaints coming in from workers at some of the agency's most popular parks, NPS leadership says it's tackling the issues head-on. To talk with us more about what the Park Service is doing is Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Hello, Meredith.
Hi, Jared.
So what is happening at the Park Service?
What's happening is that one year after a bunch of sexual harassment and hostile work environment complaints were made, the Park Service is taking a bunch of big steps to get out from this shadow that agency watchdogs said was caused by this pattern of bad behavior. Acting NPS Director Michael Reynolds testified before a Senate subcommittee that those reports that came to light last year were a wake-up call for the agency to make improvements to the workplace environment. And the environment is really important here. The Park Service has offices around the globe. And while it's not unheard of for an agency or a company to have far-flung offices, the Park Service is unique in that its offices are parks. There are parks on islands in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. There are ones right here in Washington, visited every day by tourists. And there are ones we all know, like Yosemite and the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon, in fact, its River District had more than 30 complaints of harassment in the past 15 years. So the point is, employees are finding it hard to report incidents. And really, the heart of this is what overseers and lawmakers say, is that this shouldn't even be an issue because there's no place for sexual harassment or misconduct anywhere, much less an agency like the National Park Service.
So to what extent do we know that this is related to the geographic dispersion issues that you're talking about? And to the extent that we do know that, what's the Park Service doing about it?
So one of the first things that's been done is to conduct a comprehensive employee survey. And this isn't just any old survey. Mike Reynolds said National Park Service consulted with representatives from the military who've had their own issues with sexual harassment, and they helped the agency understand why a specialized survey would work. The Park Service used a subcontractor that works with Interior Department, and the results are being collected now and should be out by the end of the summer. And one of the people who is most interested in those results is Tammy Duchesne. She's the new Sexual Harassment Prevention and Response Coordinator for the agency.
What we learned from the survey, as you heard, it's very extensive. What we learned from the survey will determine our next steps to make sure that we are putting resources in the right place and we are addressing our highest priorities. So the survey really will provide that information we need to be able to know where we're most vulnerable and where our greatest needs are. We will get the results of the survey, everything, the report, hopefully by the end of August. And through that, it will look at very many different metrics. So we'll not just say this many percent of women are harassed, as many percent of men, but it will look at the context. Where in people's career, what locations, what grade levels they are. For instance, what grade were they when it first harassed? Has it changed from the last 12 months to prior in their career? So basically, it will be through that analysis that we will be able to understand where it is most prevalent, when it starts, who are most likely to be the victims, what are some of the impediments to reporting, what will help people feel more comfortable to report. So it's not just the prevalence of harassment, but it's also the barriers to reporting and how to basically encourage people to report more and make our process, have people have more faith.
I should mention that Tammy Duchesne's role is also a step the National Park Service has taken in this whole process. Duchesne stepped into the role in mid-March, and she's on temporary assignment from her post as a superintendent at a national park in Hawaii. She was also the superintendent of the Women's Rights National Historical Park in Seneca Falls, New York. The Park Service is also conducting a similar survey that she was talking about with roughly 4,700 summer seasonal employees in July. And Duchesne will be helping to coordinate the launch of that survey and also collecting the results and figuring out how they will drive changes in the agency's personnel policies.
One of the thoughts was that we could start devising a strategy about where we need to put resources, what kind of training we need. But it would be probably more wise to work on some things that we know we need, like review our information, get the seasonal survey, make sure it's well communicated, rather than trying to leap to conclusions and start designing interventions without good information. So our interventions will be data-driven, informed by good information, and therefore, as you heard, if there are limited resources and we are stretched, that every decision we make is based on good data to make sure that we are putting it towards our highest priorities and where the most needs are.
That was Tammy Duchesne, the new Sexual Harassment Prevention and Response Coordinator at the National Park Service. And those resources that she talked about are the president's proposed fiscal 2018 discretionary spending budget of $2.6 billion, which is roughly $300 million less than they got last year.
And we're talking with Federal News Radio reporter Meredith Summers. And Meredith, obviously, as we've been hearing, a lot of what the Park Service does going forward is going to depend on what they learn from these survey results. But beyond that, what are they doing in the meantime?
Duchesne said the National Park Service is also working on shortening the 60-day time frame for the No Fear Act training and also working to include it in the onboarding process for new employees, which is particularly important for seasonal workers.
What we've heard is that some of our policies are unclear and that they may not be consistent. So we are doing a review of our policies to make sure that they are, again, clear, enforceable, and well communicated. What we will learn from the survey is where our greatest gaps are, where maybe which populations may be most vulnerable, what are some of why people aren't reporting, where our breakdowns are in responding to reports, and to try to strengthen that process so people have more faith, more knowledge, and are more able to communicate.
The Park Service also established an ombuds office in November, and it received 1,000 comments, including complaints and recommendations, in just 4 months. Senator Mazie Hirono, also of Hawaii, the ranking member of the subcommittee, said she checked out the site and had some concerns.
As far as I can see, there's nothing that leaps out at me that this particular problem of sexual harassment is something that you are particularly interested in preventing. So am I wrong in my view that this is very general, all of this material, and you have to go through a lot of it to figure out what you're supposed to do?
Well, I'll take your observation and critique seriously, Senator, and we'll make sure that we are very serious about this. This is really job one at this point, so we need to probably figure out our marketing materials.
That was Acting Director Michael Reynolds answering questions from Senator Mazie Hirono. And Reynolds said this was the first year of the Ombuds Office, and so the Park Service is taking the approach of just kind of having it be a resource to answer a variety of employee concerns. But he would take her observations and add them to a future strategy for the office. Now, management's role in ending sexual harassment and misconduct was brought up several times during the subcommittee hearing, particularly the idea of tone at the top. Here's Mary Kendall. She's the Deputy Inspector General at the Interior Department.
I think that working with their folks at headquarters, their superintendents, their regional directors, they're the people that are going to have to model the behavior in a very transparent and, I would say, upfront and almost an aggressive way to let their folks know in the field that they're serious about this.
Kendall did say the creation of the Ombuds Office was a step in the right direction and that the Park Service Director was prompt and responsive to her office's reports. But she said the agency does need to make immediate changes to its ethics program, which only has one full-time ethics counselor. And she said the Park Service should change its ethics training requirements to cover all employees. It should also focus on conflicts of interest, which she said pervades the service.
All right. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, something Congress will be watching, I'm sure. And we will look forward to seeing the results of that survey at some point in the future. Thanks, as always, Meredith.
Thanks, Jared.
And you can find Meredith's story online at federalnewsradio.com.